The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
Cycle Against Suicide begins in less than a week's time. And right now, the leader of this incredible cycle for the third year in a row, Jim Breen, he's actually running the entire course. He started off in Dublin 2 weeks ago from 2FM, and next weekend he'll have made it right through around the country, spreading the word of Cycle Against Suicide as he runs, and ending up in Belfast this Sunday, April 26th, and then the actual cycle itself starts on Monday morning, April 27th. Jim is on the line with us. How are you, Jim?
Hey, Jenny, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, more importantly? You've really taken on quite a mammoth task.
It is, but you know, it's been just amazing. Such a adventure that we've had for the last 3 weeks. And yesterday we stumbled upon a couple of people out for just a 3 mile run.
Oh, right.
And they've joined us. They ran all the way to Niskanen with us, and they're running with us all the way to Omagh today. And it's been like that for the last 3 weeks. It's just been incredible, absolutely incredible.
That is unbelievable. And has the weather been good to you so far?
Yeah, the first week was really torturous. We left Phoenix Park and it started to rain, and it basically rained until we got to Clonmel. And then since then, the blue skies and the sun has been beautiful, really, really nice. And we're seeing parts of the country, you know, that you kind of see them in a different way, Jenny, when you're running, as well as if you're on a bike or you're in a car. And we're just getting to meet the most amazing people. We were in Enniskillen last night and got to speak in the Protestant Cathedral Hall in Enniskillen to a whole bunch of folks from County Fermanagh who gathered to hear about Cycling Against Suicide and what was happening. And our homestay program, which is a program whereby we put up 300 of our cyclists and our crew every night for 14 nights. And they were just so keen to hear about the story and the message. And it's just been amazing. And just such kindness, Jenny, and such love and such outpouring of everybody wanting to support it, and everybody wanting to get behind it. And everybody's heard about it on 2FM. So it's great. It's really, really good.
It's incredible. And Jim, I know the cycle starts next Monday. That's April 27th. The people can still register, I presume, to take part in that, can't they?
Yeah, the key calls to action would be, if you go on our website, cyclingandsuicide.com, if you've been thinking about it, or if you had a notion about it, or if you've heard about it in any of the promos that have been playing on 2FM, just get online today and register. It's such fun. You can take part for half a day or a day or a couple of days, or if you want, take the whole 14 days and come join us. We visit two schools or two communities every day, and we have just such great excitement. And anybody that's been on it for the last couple of years, it's just the best crack. It's just lots and lots of fun. So certainly, if you want to join the cycle, cycleagainstsuicide.com. And if also you're a homeowner in any one of the 14 locations where we overnight, and you'd like to give us a bed for the night, you know, an evening meal, a shower, a bed for the night, and a breakfast in the morning for any one of our cyclists or crew, you can also get all that information on cyclingandsuicide.com.
Lovely.
At info@cyclingandsuicide.com.
Jim, we're going to wish you the very best of luck. We're going to play our final song of the day for you. And I picked this because I thought you're out, you're kind of pounding the streets and the roads of Ireland, and I thought this song might do it for you. So Jim, we wish you the very best of luck, and we'll send everyone to cyclingandsuicide.com and ask them to keep an eye out for you guys while you're on the road as well at the moment. Thank you, Jim.